We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 27th chapter. And this chapter is a chapter which we say from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We say the David Hashem Oriv Yishi. We say this chapter going through Yom Kippur, through Hoshana Rabbah. After Shachris and Mincha, or after Shachris and Maariv, depending on if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. So it pays to go slowly through this chapter and understand it well. This chapter is, we're going to say, we say it every year, some 80 times at least. So let's say it over 100 times. So let's go through the chapter slowly, and again, as per your request, we'll read it with the tune before we explain it. L'David Adonai Ovi Vigish'i Mimi ira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Efchad. This song was composed by David. David HaMelech says, Hashem is my light, Hashem is my salvation, from who should I fear? And this is going to be the ongoing theme of the chapter. The chapter's focus is my source of light and my salvation is from Hashem. And therefore there's no room for fear from anyone. Hashem is the strength of my life, from who should I be scared? Bikrov alai mereyin lechol et besari. Sarai ve'oyevai li heima kashelu ve'nafalu. When people come near to harm me, mireim, those that want to inflict damage, le'echol et besari, to destroy my flesh, to consume my flesh, sarai ve'oyevai li, they are my enemies. Heima kashelu v'nafal. They stumble and fall. They come with the intent to harm me, and they get harmed. Now, in truth, I was very tempted to take the time to learn this chapter with the Malbim. I don't know if we have time for that. So we'll learn it with Pshat, and then we'll take a vote if you guys want. We'll learn it a second time with the Malbim, because there's a lot to be discussed. What is the concept of Ori and Yish'i? What is the concept of Ira and Efchad? There's a difference between Yira and Pachad, the two types of fear. What is the difference between Mireim, Sarai, and Oyevai? Three words, those that want to harm me, those that are my enemies, and those that are my enemies. What's in between Sarai and Oyevai? So the Malbim goes into what is the difference between them. But that's, if you guys want, we'll have a separate class on this chapter with the Malbim. We could do it right after this class. We'll take a vote after we finish with just Pshat. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama bezot ani voteach. If a camp of wicked people comes and camps next to me, my heart is not scared. If a battle arises against me, I still have faith in that concept of Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. This is a concept that if only we could really, really connect with this concept, our lives would be different. I got a phone call the other day from a person who told me the doctors just told him he's terminally ill. The man had a thriving practice, and doctors discovered a growth. They have no cure. They told him, your days are numbered. This is, I don't know, he didn't tell me how much time they gave him. They said, we'll try to make it as pain-free as possible, but you should know that the clock is ticking. Now you know, we know we have nothing to do, we can't help you. And the guy asked me, how do you live life once you get such a verdict? How does one wake up every morning when one knows that that's it, now it's a countdown? So in essence, we have to remember that every one of us is on a countdown. Just we don't have an end point. We don't know when the end point is. We have the end point, but we don't know when it is. We all are on a countdown, but we don't know. A day before he went to the doctors, he was also on a countdown. He just didn't know it. Now the doctors are telling him, the way we see it, the countdown is to up to a certain date. David HaMelech says, Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. The strength of my life, the fact that my heart is ticking today, I recognize that that strength comes from Hashem. The deeper a person can understand that, the holier a person really is. The question is, how much can we connect to that? David HaMelech says, I can wake up in the morning and discover that I'm surrounded by a camp. The enemies have come and I'm surrounded. Am I alive or dead? I'm alive because Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. Because the strength of my life is not the thought, I have great armies, I'm a great warrior, I could take on these enemies. No. The strength of my life is Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life, and therefore, Mimi Efchad, who should I fear? I know that God wants me to do the maximum, right? I have to do my Ishtadlut. I have to fight for my life, and I will. But at the end of the day, whether I succeed or not is not in my hands. I have to do my maximum. But I also have to remember that there's someone above who's controlling things. Achat sha'alti meyet Adonai ota avakesh shivti beveit Adonai kol yemei chayai lachzot benoam Adonai ulvaker beheichalo. David HaMelech says, I have one request from Hashem. There's one thing that I perpetually request from Hashem, to be in God's temple throughout my life, to be able to be in the beautiful smell, to be in the beautiful location before Hashem, and to see the beauty of Hashem, to be there frequently. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. I have one request. To be close to Hashem. Let me be in Hashem's home. Let me be in the Beis Medrash. Let me be in the Shul. Let me be in the temple. In David HaMelech's time, the temple wasn't built yet. But David HaMelech says, I want to be in Hashem's tent. That's where I want to be. Where is a person headed in life? A person could be in yeshiva and his thoughts are out of yeshiva. When am I going to get to the army? When am I going to get to college? When am I going to get to marry? A person could be in life and his thoughts are to get back into yeshiva. David HaMelech had a whole country to run. And yet Chazal tell us that David HaMelech was once walking, and he was walking aimlessly. He wasn't focused on where he was headed. His mind was elsewhere. And suddenly he found himself in the Beis Medrash. So he composed the song over that. He said, how beautiful it is, Hashem, that when I don't guide my feet, when I don't think about where I'm going, my feet lead me to the Beis Medrash. I'm always happy when I come home and I pull out the keter of Listman's office. I tell myself, if that's what I feel home, when I mess up, the key I always take out, my first instinct is to take out the key to the learning here. So I'm okay, I'm happy. I think it's a good mistake. I don't remember the number. So David HaMelech says, the strength of my life is Hashem, and the desire, my sole request from Hashem is, let me come close. Let me be frequently in your home. People can sometimes enter shul and they walk in 10 minutes late, leave 10 minutes early, throw on their tefillin, and I've done it. I've gotten my davening in. I always say there are things we should learn from each crowd. The approach to tefillah has to be learned from the Sfaradim. You come to the Sfaradi shul 10 minutes before davening, you see people sitting there reading tehillim. You come to the Sfaradi shul 10 minutes after tefillah, you see people sitting there saying tehillim. You walk into the Sfaradi shul and they don't say tachanun on a Monday or Thursday. Everyone asks, what went wrong? Why? Why didn't we say tachanun? What happens when you walk into an Ashkenazi shul? You walk in 5 minutes late and people are still running in, throwing on their tefillin. If it's a Tuesday and they don't say tachanun, everyone's like, yeah, why didn't we say tachanun? That's great. So we all have to learn from the Sfaradim. When it comes to the ferventness of davening itself, we have to learn from the Hasidim. You guys ever go to a Hasidic shul? Should go once on a weekday. Go to a Hasidic shul, not a shtibel at 10 o'clock in the morning. Go at 6 o'clock in the morning. Go to a Hasidic Neitz Minyan and see what a Hasidic davening is like. There you have his slavos, right? They get excited, they get into it. There are different things we have to learn from different parts of Am Yisrael. Different parts have different spices. So you have to know to take the good from everyone. Ki yitzpeneini besuko v'yom ra'a yastireini b'seter aholo b'seter aholo b'tzur yiromemeini. David HaMelech says, because Hashem hides me in His overhang, in His covering, in His protection in a day that's bad. Ki yitzpeneni, like tzafun, He hides me besuko, in His sukkah, in His hut, in His covering, in His shade. Biyom ra'a, in a day that's bad. Yastireni b'seter ohalo, aholo, He hides me in the covering of His tent. Bitzur, on a rock, yiromemeni, He uplifts me. So I have faith in Hashem. I know He will hide me when it's necessary. Chazal say that David HaMelech was speaking in prophecy. He was speaking about the generation years later, over a century later, when his great-great-great-grandson, Yoash, the son of Ahaziah, was the only remnant of the Davidic dynasty. His grandmother, Ataliah, had murdered out the whole Davidic dynasty, and his sister Yehosheva had taken him and hidden him in the Holy of Holies. So Yoash was hidden in the Holy of Holies. He spent quite a while there. Ordinarily, a person can't enter the Holy of Holies without dropping dead. But now, where it was a question whether the Davidic dynasty would be wiped out or there'd be a remnant, so God lets a child grow up in the Holy of Holies, over the roof of the Holy of Holies. This child grew up. That's where they hid him from Ataliah. For years, he was growing up there until he was old enough to come out, and then they made him king, and they took care of Ataliah. So David HaMelech said this verse in prophecy. I have faith in Hashem. Again, what is the key thought in this chapter? Hashem ma'oz chayai. Hashem is the strength that gives me life. Even at a time when one of my children's wives is going to try to destroy all of the family, she'll wipe out everyone, I know that God will continue my dynasty. Hashem will hide me even in His own shade, even in His Holy of Holies, if it's necessary to take care of me. Ve'ata yarum roshi al oyevai sevivotai ve'ezbecha ve'aholo zivchei teruah ashira va'azamera ladonai. Now says David HaMelech, I raise my head over the enemies that are surround me, that are around me, that surround me, and I bring sacrifice of song in God's tent. I give song. I give song to Hashem. David HaMelech says, you know, I have to be busy with wars, and I ask you, Hashem, I want to be in your home. I don't want to have to be busy fighting these wars. And if only I could be in your home, what I'd be doing is I'd bring sacrifices. I'd be happier than winning the wars. My interest in life is not to be out at war and be victorious. My interest in life is to be a servant of Hashem. David HaMelech spent his life wishing to be a better servant of Hashem. That was David HaMelech's goal. He was the powerful warrior who led the great victories of the Jewish people. But his goal in life was not to be the chief general, to be the king who won all these wars. His goal was to be a servant of Hashem. So he says, yes, I have to contend with enemies, I have to fight wars, but what do I want? I want to pick up my head from these enemies and come back to the tent. My focus, my prime request from you, Hashem, is Achat Shalti. I have one request. Shivti Bevet Hashem. I want to be in your home. Shema Adonai Koli Ekra Vechoneini Va'aneini. Hear Hashem, accept my prayer as I call out to you, and have mercy over me, have compassion over me. Lecha amar libi bakeshu fanai et panecha Adonai avakesh. To you, Hashem, my heart requests, my heart desires. I seek your countenance, I seek your face. Chazal say that this pasuk, Lecha amar libi bakeshu fanai, because I am your messenger, that is why the Jewish people all ask of me things. Because et panecha Hashem avakesh, because I am your servant, I'm seeking you out. And in essence, David HaMelech over here is giving us a very important recognition. He's saying, I am your representative down here below. We've discussed this concept before, that the courts are called Elohim. Elohim, a simple understanding is it's from the word El, the force down below. They are the force, they are the judges. But there's a deeper understanding, and that is that the courts are to be a representation of God. God doesn't intervene when one person cheats his friend. God doesn't come down and zap him. In the long run, God says, I'll take care of him. But I've placed representatives down below. Your job, God tells mankind, is to set up courts and deal with a person who steals or cheats. Take care of it. So then the courts are a representation of God down on earth below. So David HaMelech says, I am like you. I am your representation down here below. When people come and honor me, when people seek me out, it's not because of me. It's because they want you. And I have to represent you truthfully down below. And therefore, Al tastil panecha mimeni al tat be'af avdecha ezrati hayita אל תיטשני ואל תעזבני אלוהי אישי. Yeah. Yeah, throughout the chapter we had revias that were preceding Olev Yored. And Pasuk Hey, the word Biyom, we read the same way as a revia that precedes an Olev Yored. And the same thing in Pasuk Dalit. Even though it's not a revia, it's read the same way. And the same thing in Pasuk Gimel. And the same thing in Pasuk Bet. In Pasuk Bet. Lechol et besari. In Pasuk Gimel. Lo yira libi. In Pasuk Dalit. Ota avakesh. In Pasuk Hey. Biyom ra'a. Okay. So in our Pasuk, David HaMelech says, Al taster panecha mimeni. Hashem, please don't remove the Shechina from me. Don't hide your face from me. Al tat be'af avdecha. Don't turn with anger to your servant, for you are the one I rely on. Please don't leave me. My sole reliance is on you. What was the whole theme of this chapter? Hashem ma'oz chayai. Hashem, you're the strength of my life. So therefore, David HaMelech says, don't hide from me, God. Don't turn with anger to me. You're my assistance. Don't leave me. I'm your representation down below. I do my best. And don't hide from me. I need you. Now, this is an important concept. David HaMelech is davening that Hashem shouldn't be mastil panayim. He shouldn't hide his face from him. What did we learn earlier tonight in the Ntivot Shalom? What did we learn? Who remembers the line? Kol she'eino behester eino mehem. No, wasn't that the line? Kol she'eino behester panim eino mehem. Anyone who doesn't encounter this feeling that God is hiding from him, he is not Jewish. He is not an Israelite. So David HaMelech, he's a Jew, and he's davening, Al tastel panecha mimeni, Hashem, please don't hide your face from me. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni v'adonai ya'asveini. For my father and my mother have left me, and Hashem gathers me. Even at a time where everyone turns their back, Hashem takes care of me. Here there's a very complicated Rashi, but I don't think we'll take time to go into it. There's a very important concept Rashi goes into, but maybe we'll save that for a different time. Horeini Adonai Dalkecha Uncheini Beorach Misho Lema'an Shorerai. Yeah. I just couldn't stop. I'd said God's name. Sorry. Yeah. What is he referring to? So, simply we could say, based on the Midrash, that says that David's father, simply we could say his parents were dead. They were murdered. So they didn't take care of me. They've left me. So Hashem takes care of me. I don't rely on my parents. Like someone told me the other day, he said, when his grandmother passed away, so anytime he lost his job and things like that, he always said, well, I have my grandmother's inheritance, and every time they take a little bit of the inheritance. Then a half a year ago, they finished using up the grandmother's inheritance. And suddenly, when he was worried about his job, he couldn't think, well, worst comes to worst, they'll have reliance on my inheritance. So he told me, then he and his wife realized they never had bitachon before. They always had bitachon by Yerusha, lo bitachon by Kadosh Baruch Hu. When suddenly they didn't have what to rely on but Hashem, then suddenly they started experiencing, what is bitachon? What is real bitachon? So David HaMelech is saying, I don't have my parents to rely on. My parents have left me. My parents passed away, or they were murdered, and Hashem takes care of me. Hashem gathers me in. Horeini Adonai Dalkecha Uncheini Deorach Mishol Lema'an Shorerai. Yeah. When they abandoned him, what? When did they abandon him willfully? What about his mother? Okay, Danny gave a beautiful pshat in pshat. He says, even if my parents would abandon me, I know Hashem takes care of me. That ki could mean even if. Yeah, it could be understood that way. Yeah. Could be. Again, David HaMelech is saying, I want to be in God's home. I know God will take care of me in his home. So going with that, he's saying, if my parents have left me, I don't have their home to go back to. Well, my prime home is not their home. Hashem takes me in. Hashem takes me into his home. It's a different concept of home. But David HaMelech says, that's where I want to be in life. Teach me, please, Hashem, your way, and guide me in a straight path. David HaMelech says, Hashem, teach me. Lema'an shorerai. So that shorerai has multiple meanings. It could come from the word shir, so that my songs will be correct. I want to sing in your praise. So teach me the correct path. The word shorerai could mean like ashurenu velo karov, so that for those that look upon me, the enemies are looking at me badly, they want me to fall. Hashem, help me do what's right. David HaMelech teaches us a very important point. Very often people think, I know what God wants of me in life. People feel very confident that they're doing what's right, or at least they know what's right. And we should learn from David HaMelech not to have that confidence. to constantly try to seek out, to learn what is right, what does God want of me. David HaMelech often in Tehillim asks Hashem, teach me, guide me, help me do what's right. A person who really is God-fearing and wants to do what's right will recognize that it's not a simple thing in life to do what's right. What am I supposed to do right now? Am I supposed to go learn, or am I supposed to help out at home? Am I supposed to take the time to call and see how my parents are doing, or am I supposed to take the time to go and learn in the base midrash? A person is going to suddenly realize that life is built of questions, that within the service of Hashem, within trying to be a good person, the more one understands what being a good person is about, the more one understands that there are complexities, that there are constantly contradictions. What do I do with my time? I feel like I'm falling off my feet. Should I go to sleep or stay up and learn until 2 in the morning? Well, maybe I won't make it to Shir tomorrow morning. Maybe I won't make it to davening tomorrow morning. Even when one wants to do what's right, the more educated one is within the mitzvot, the more one realizes that it's a tricky thing to get it right, to be on the right path. And David HaMelech too saw the trickiness in it, and therefore he davens over it. He says, Hashem, teach me your path. Guide me in a correct path. Al titineni b'nefesh tzarai, ki kamu vi eidei sheker vifeyach chamas, ki kamu vi eidei sheker vifeyach chamas. David HaMelech says, there are people all around who are waiting for me to fall. Don't give me over into the hands of my enemies, because there are false witnesses coming out against me, vifeh Hamas, and people who just speak bad about me. And this is a rule in life. Unfortunately, we encounter this all the time. If you're a positive person, people will speak negatively about you. People will misquote you to other people. People will say you said not nice things about other people. It's a rule of life. David HaMelech encountered it. And any person who's been a rabbi or a leader of a congregation or in any position where he's trying to help people encounters it. Very often we don't even know what people are saying, what people are quoting or misquoting us. David HaMelech says, "Ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'feyach chamas." And people who are just speaking lashon hara, they're trying to set stumbling blocks, they're trying to make fights between me and other people. It's a common thing in life. The Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva, he says, the rabbi's job in a shul is to be peacekeeper. He says the primary job a rabbi has in a shul nowadays is to keep the peace, to try and maintain peaceful relations between the congregants. And there are always those people who are trying to arouse fights in the community, arouse fights in the congregation. Just today I was talking to a rabbi of a community, trying to help a Mahon graduate get his kids into a certain school. So he told me, I can't help you because there are people in the community who always ensure that I don't get the title rabbi of the community. I'm called a halachic authority, but not a rabbi of the community. So this way, now I can't even come to the school and tell them, look, there's this person. The person is in his congregation. In my congregation, whose children you should accept into the school, because I'm not given that authority. They make sure to limit me. They won't write on any letterhead or anything, I'm rabbi of the community. There are always these people who ensure, so now I can't even help these people themselves. I can't help them get their children into schools because officially they've ensured my title is not rabbi. My title is halachic authority of the shul. There are games. In every community there are games. In every situation there are games. And people play games. David HaMelech also had to play games. There are always politics. David HaMelech said, yeah, there are people who are testifying falsely about me. There are people who are speaking Lashon Hara and saying bad things about me. I need your help, Hashem. Don't let me fall in their hands. A person, even a rabbi, even the head of a community who's doing everything that's right, needs a special siyata d'shmaya, special assistance from above, not to be given into the hands of his enemies. And a person doesn't necessarily know who his enemies are. In front of him, everyone might be nice, and behind his back, things are going on. Lulei he'emanti lir'ot betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. David HaMelech says, if not for the fact that I've had faith that ultimately I will see the good of Hashem in the land of life, if not for that, then the false witnesses would have already finished me off. David HaMelech says, people arise against me right and left. I have to contend with false things that are said about me. And if not for that faith that keeps me going, I would have already been devoured by them. Kaveh. Chazal say, you notice the dots in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the dots on the word lulei. Chazal say that David HaMelech, on the one hand, is saying, I have confidence. On the other hand, there are dots on the word lulei. Whenever we have dots, the dots are a representation that minimize the understanding of the word. In ancient times, when you wanted to cross out a word, you wouldn't put the cross through the word. You'd put a line over the word. So our tradition is that in Tanakh, whenever the tradition was to minimize the understanding of a word, they didn't cross out the word. The tradition was to put dots. We have a tradition that David HaMelech put dots over this word to minimize the understanding of this word. David HaMelech says, God, I know that you're going to give good wages to the righteous in the world to come. But I don't know if I'm one of them. I don't know if I'm getting there. So on the one hand, David HaMelech says, I have faith. On the other hand, he says, well, I don't have perfect faith because I don't know if I'm deserving of it. So David HaMelech is saying, the merit that I had this faith in the words of Hashem, that Hashem ultimately does justice in the world, that merit is what stood up and kept me going in face of all the false testimony against me and the Lashon Hara people were saying about me. Kavei el Adonai Chazak ve'ya'ameitz libecha ve'kavei el Adonai. David HaMelech ends off with a guideline for everyone, for all of humanity. Have hope to Hashem. Hashem oz chayai, the same theme. The strength of my life is Hashem. And then David turns to the listeners of the song and says, you too have faith in Hashem, have hope. And if you've prayed and your prayers were not accepted and you didn't get what you've asked for, chazak, be strong. V'yamith libecha, and your heart should be strong in that faith. Heimanti lirot betuv Hashem. V'kaveh el Hashem, and go back and pray again. When Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, let me enter the land of Israel, prayer number one isn't accepted. Say praise again. Prayer number two isn't accepted. Say praise again. Prayer number three isn't accepted. Say praise again. He prays over 500 prayers, asking Hashem, let me into the land of Israel. And it doesn't work. But he doesn't give up. Kaveh el Hashem, have hope for Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz libecha, Hashem should give you strength and strengthen your heart. And if you don't get what you've asked for, go back and pray again. There's nothing wrong with asking a second time and a third time and a 500th time either. A person has to ask again and again and again until he gets what he wishes for. Or until it's over. But the recurring theme of this chapter was Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. If the enemies surround me, if I awaken and suddenly see there's a whole camp of enemies ready to take me down, I'm not worried. My faith is that I will do the maximum. I will do the maximum Ishtadlut. But my faith is Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. And just as Hashem is the strength of my life, my request is always to come back to Him. I want to come back to Hashem's home to see the pleasantness of being in Hashem's presence. And I know Hashem protects me, and ultimately that's why I make it in spite of the enemies. Hashem, please accept my prayer. Take me in. Don't hide yourself from me. My request is to be with you. I know that even if my parents leave me, I can rely on you. You're going to take me in. Please, Hashem, teach me so I could be on target going with your path. Don't give me in the hands of my enemies, because you see how many people are saying false things about me, and I continually have faith that Hashem, you are fair, and you will give the righteous their portion in the world to come. And he ends off with giving us this guideline, have hope, have faith in Hashem, and be strong, and even if you haven't gotten what you've requested for, so pray again. Bekaveh el Hashem.